Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Have you blessed your children lately? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. I think we should be blessing our children, and I don't mean little pat phrases like bless you, child, or you're a blessing to me, or it's not a pat phrase, but what I am saying is, do your children feel blessed by the words that you say to them? Do they feel blessed? And so this is very important, because there's not a magic formula for how our children can be blessed, but we all want to have that sense that our parents adore us. And so, you know, I always said that the five most important words are, I am proud of you. And that's one way of blessing your child. But more specific, if we can be specific in the things that we say about them that we see as something that we're proud of or something that blesses us, it blesses them. And so it is like a springboard in the life of your child. And I do want to read an example of one father that had a practice that blessed his children. He did it better than I did it. But we can always steal an idea from someone else. So I do want to read this little clip from this telling. It says, a woman in North Carolina had this recollection. My father blessed each one of us 8 children when we were born. He wrote a song of blessing for us. Now, some of you are songwriters, are poets. And so you could do some of this. Okay, so he wrote a song for us. He would look into our eyes and sing a catchy little tune using the meanings of our names with an exhortation he wanted to come true for our lives, and he related a scripture verse. He had continued to sing our special songs to us throughout our lives. Now that I am older, I can recognize how motivating this blessing has been for me. Also, I recognize that I cannot fulfill this blessing in my own strength. So I have begun praying for the Lord to build those qualities in me. And so those words that this father put into a little song, a little ditty of some sort that he sang to his children, it gave them words to kind of live by or to strive for. And so we can do those things for our children. And if it's uncomfortable for you, if you're prone to use negativism, you know, that's something you grew up with and you find it true about you, is you're always pointing out the negative, you may have to practice, like, in a sense, like this father did. He wrote out a little song. Here's another little phrase or a little point. Practice what you might say to a child by writing out a blessing. It gives you a chance to think about it and to plan and to avoid negativism. And so sometimes when we are trying to do something new or different, we're a little nervous or uncomfortable with it. So sometimes having practiced it, writing it out, knowing what is it do we want to say to our child, regardless of their age, you know, write out what it is we want to say. What is it we want them to hear, and make sure the words that we say communicate that message. You can bless your children. Your blessing will change their lives. So do it. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. If you find the advice here helpful, I encourage you to get my book, Parenting with Influence, by visiting rogersmithmd.com.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.